From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The U.S. presidential political race has reached a critical milestone. Democrats in the state of South Carolina went to the polls Saturday to choose who they want as their party's nominee for president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is following the story.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contests when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. Nigeria has struggled for nearly 7 years to stop hundreds of deadly raids and suicide bombings by the Islamists. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing. And the Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Iranian Shiite forces in Yemen has allegedly launched airstrikes, killing many people. This is VOA News. The Syrian ceasefire has brought relative calm to much of the country for the first time in several years, but there have been a few spotty, isolated incidents of violence. Stefan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia at the United Nations. The Syrian opposition umbrella group, known as the High Negotiations Committee, says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Reformists appear to be making gains as Iran counts votes today from its parliamentary election. Final results in most races are expected on Monday. Partial results indicate major gains for those in Iran who favor engagement with the West. Official Iranian media quoted President Hassan Rouhani saying the election has given the government more credibility and clout. A financial crisis in Moldova, one of the poorest countries in Europe, is boosting pro-Russia parties and threatening Moldova's stability. VOA's Daniel Scharf, who spoke with Prime Minister Pavel Filip, reports interests are slowing progress and exploiting geopolitics, much like what has happened in neighboring Ukraine.
Protesters in front of Moldova's government building collect signatures calling for snap elections, direct election of the president, and stripping lawmakers of immunity. They say the government is corrupt and controlled by influential oligarchs, a charge the prime minister denies in an exclusive interview with VOA.
We have sound minds. We wouldn't take on this responsibility if someone from the shadows would be controlling and capturing the state.
But he admits they need to take action to regain public trust. Moldova was plunged into crisis after $1 billion disappeared from banks. Western backers have frozen financial support until target reforms are met. Protest camps established last September raised comparisons with Ukraine's uprising, though all sides are so far showing restraint. Daniel Scherf, Chisinau, Moldova.
At a town hall meeting in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site, but said Facebook is making progress and has heard the message loud and clear. German authorities, concerned about racist abuse posted on the social media websites, have been pressing the company and others for months to crack down. And finance officials of the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Shanghai promised yesterday to use all policy tools available to promote global growth and avoid competitive devaluations. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.